Let's move on now to the race for mayor of Boston. With Election Day less than 2 weeks away, a new WBUR poll shows the race is tightening and remains a toss-up, with John Connolly holding on to a very small lead over Marty Walsh. Also, during last night's second televised debate, Walsh and Connolly mixed it up a bit as they try to stand out in a race with few significant policy differences. WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi there.
Let's talk first about the debate last night. What stood out to you?
Well, we really saw John Connolly go on the offensive here. He did that in the first televised debate as well, and he kind of ramped it up a bit last night, taking Walsh to task for his longtime ties to unions. Walsh is a longtime labor leader, and I think Connolly, particularly as this race grows tighter, sees that as his opening.
Yeah, in fact, very early in the debate, John Connolly asked Marty Walsh about these negative flyers that were sent out by an outside pro-labor group, right? They accuse Connolly of being a son of privilege. Connolly has taken Walsh to task over this. Here's how Walsh responded.
When I heard that piece went out, I was very upset about it. I immediately put out a statement to the people doing it and asked them to stop. I actually called John. John's my friend, left him a message. And I don't do campaigning like that. I never have. I never will.
But here's how John Connolly responded to that.
Marty has premised his campaign on the notion that because he's a labor leader, he's going to be able to get labor leaders to do things they wouldn't normally do and that they're going to listen to him. And yet there he is on Saturday saying, stop doing this. Two more pieces of mail today. They're not listening to you now. How are we going to know they'll listen to you when you're actually mayor?
So, David, Walsh's closeness to the unions has been an issue for him. How do you think it played out last night, and how's it playing out overall in this campaign?
Well, his ties to labor have really been the great question hovering over his campaign from the very start. He has tried to address that two ways, I think. First, he's tried to turn his union ties to his advantage to say, you know, as someone who's close to labor leaders, I'm in a position to negotiate good contracts with them. They'll trust me. It's sort of his Nixon to China argument. Secondly, he's really tried to expand his portfolio to say, I'm not just a union guy. I'm kind of a champion of the working class, of the blue-collar folk here. And I think the great question in this campaign is he making that case effectively? Is he expanding his appeal? Is he dropping that mere union label and making himself something bigger?
Now, David, John Connolly, I understand, held a press conference today somewhat in response to what happened, to what was said last night. What did he say? What happened there?
So he really tried to reinforce the concerns he raised last night about these attack ads, these attack mailers coming at him. But at the end of his talk, he faced some pretty tough questions from reporters about his legal career. He has been a lawyer since 2001. He's really emphasized his work as a teacher prior to that in this campaign. There's not been a lot about his career as a lawyer. He was asked last night if he would release his list of clients. He was asked that again by reporters today and kind of deflected the question a bit. So that may be the next shoe to drop here in the coming days.
Is there any reason to believe that, I mean, he's been a city councilor for quite some time. Is there any reason to believe that there's something in this line of questioning, you know, the idea of, come on, open up your legal practice, let us know?
Well, we really don't know. He has said repeatedly that he spent his time working with small businesses, helping them get up and running, employ folks. He suggested there's nothing controversial in his record, but he has declined, at least to date, to release much about his clients. Some of his law partners worked with landlords, potentially in some eviction proceedings, and so that could get a bit sticky for him, but we just don't know much about his legal work at this point.
And David, let's talk very quickly about this latest WBUR poll that shows John Connolly with a very narrow lead in a very close race, still a lot of people undecided. What do you make of the numbers?
So there's no doubt that this race is tightening. Marty Walsh was trailing by much larger numbers just a month or so ago, and with every poll, he seems to get closer and closer. I think if you look at the numbers even deeper, you can see some really interesting trends. Walsh does seem to be appealing to kind of an older Boston, more blue-collar folks who've been here for 40 and 50 years. Connolly seems to be appealing to a newer Boston, younger, a bit more affluent, a bit newer to the city. That's a bit of a challenge for him. These aren't the folks who necessarily turn out municipal elections, but it's also a real opportunity. If he can drive these new kind of voters to the polls, it could really help him on Election Day.
That's David Scharfenberg, political reporter for WBUR. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Stick with us because we'll look at the parental side of things when it comes to birth order theory. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.